This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes, boom, boom. These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
Let's Not Meet is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations. Welcome to Wednesday One Shots, where we share a bonus story with you to help you get through that midweek slump. This week, we have a story from a listener that asked to remain anonymous. It's a very important story, and I'm really glad that they chose to share it with us. A few years ago, I was about to turn 20, so I decided that it was time to learn how to drive. A colleague from my job at the time gave me the number of somebody that her granddaughter had learned to drive with. I guess the instructor was good since her granddaughter passed the driving test on her first try. That was apparently all the information I needed since I messaged the instructor right away and arranged my first lesson in 2 weeks' time. 2 weeks had passed quickly, and I met him for the first lesson. He was an old man who smelled of cigarette smoke and had a permanent smirk. He thought that it was appropriate to call me Babe from lesson one. I never corrected him, and I assumed that he just did this because he had so many students and couldn't remember everybody's names. During our lesson, I was struggling to get a grip with the clutch. I stalled it multiple times. He put his hand on my knee, squeezed it, and then left it there. I never pushed him away, and I figured he was trying to reassure me. I guess I didn't want to seem rude. As I continued attending lessons, I continued to make a million more excuses for his behavior. I was even trying to tell myself that this was normal for driving lessons. During lesson one, we were working on doing emergency stops. I made one where I slammed on the brakes, and the momentum kept me moving forward until the seatbelt lurched me back. He shot his arm out. My chest lined up with where his hand was. I thought I possibly imagined it, but I didn't want to be weird, so I still didn't say a word. I continued with another lesson after that. For this lesson, I drove as directed towards the coast. We ended up on a tiny lane in a secluded area. I can't bring myself to go into any more additional details, but after this lesson, I wasn't making any more excuses for this man, and thankfully, there were no more lessons after that. I burned with shame after these lessons since I did nothing. I was terrified people would find out, so I didn't tell anyone. I was also in an abusive relationship at the time and didn't even dare tell him. I knew if I did, I'd be in a horrendous amount of trouble and accused of cheating. I disassociated from everything, pretending that it was something I had read in the chapter of someone else's book. Fast forward a year later. I started a new job, surrounded by colleagues, and we gathered together for team breakfast. Walking back through town to get to our offices, we rounded a corner and my heart stopped. I saw him, the driving instructor. I couldn't breathe. He blew me a kiss as he passed, and every single memory hit me. I threw up. Disassociation was no longer an option. I felt like I was about to pass out. By some miracle, my new job was with the police, and they know trauma when they see it. I was gently guided back to the office and taken to a victim's suite, where a senior detective sat with me as I steadied my breathing. I told him everything, unaware of the tears streaming down my face. I could only stare at the ground in shame and embarrassment for being so stupid. I found it difficult to look the detective in the eye. As I finished telling my story, I was sure I was going to lose my job. I felt like people like me didn't deserve to be on the force. I felt like a stupid girl for attracting disgusting attention. The detective held my hand and apologized. He told me that it wasn't my fault and thanked me for being brave and sharing. Fast forward again to the start of this year. Telling my story sparked an overdue investigation. To date, 12 additional students have come forward, both male and female. This man's driving school has been closed and he was forced to move away. To the driving instructor asshole, you'd better pray that we never meet again. The girl you knew has grown into a badass woman who will not take any crap. And to any other survivors, it's not your fault. All the blame lies unequivocally on your predator. Any blame or shame left behind is not yours to carry. Be kind to yourself because you undoubtedly deserve it. Be rude, be weird, and stay safe. I want to thank the anonymous author for sending in that story. I kept getting back in the car with him, and thank you for listening. I felt that this story was very important to share. I really hope that it can help somebody out there that's in a similar situation, that's silently suffering alone. You don't have to be alone. Talk to somebody. We'll see you next week for a full episode of Let's Not Meet. Stay safe.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.